welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman. Figure things out. I'm Some Guy.
I am the Bugman.
Mm-hmm. And the show is brought to you by us, because we're the ones that record it, and somebugman.com, where we host it, and yes. Twitter and Facebook, where we post it. That rhymed. Totally planned.
So I'll take the question today then.
All right.
I've had pretending on my mind a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know, what it means, where it's going, but mm-hmm. you know, as an adult, I feel like we miss out a lot on that.
On pretending. Yep.
You know, when we were kids, it was like a game. There mm-hmm. wasn't anything specifically that you were pretending. You would go outside and play pretend.
Mm-hmm.
Like you had this whole, you know, part of child culture
yeah.
was
yeah,
pretending.
Like whatever you could think of in the moment.
Whatever you could think
of. That's just what was happening. It was the situation you were dealing with. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And here we are, adults.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time you quote-unquote played pretend?
Oh, man.
I have a hard time thinking of that, you know?
And
so...
I don't know.
Been a while, anyway. Yeah. So the question is today, how can adults play pretend?
Like, how can we just, like, recapture...
Yes.
...the magic from our youth?
Playing pretend. And I would think, you know, as a kid, you think about what is it going to be like when I grow up?
Mm-hmm.
And so that only logically leads me to, if I'm an adult, I'm going to pretend about being a kid. And,
okay.
you know, I've been kind of thinking about this off and on because you and I are soon going to start a D&D campaign.
Yeah.
And I'm going to DM. You've got a great character planned out. And I just kind of picture this
mm-hmm.
being a great way to do that.
Well, you know the idea that maybe adults could pretend to be kids, that's got me thinking, you know, there's the diaper people out there.
Yes.
The folks
okay.
that, you know, they wear the diapers and whatnot. And I'm not yep. talking about the older Americans that require such assistance. More power
right.
to you. Honor to thy name. I'm simply stating that there are adults that they prefer to wear a diaper to relive
yes.
that childlike dream of constantly mm-hmm. peeing near one's person without getting out of their chair. Listen, I again, no judgies on my side. I just you know,
yeah.
I'll pretend with you, but I'm not putting on any Pampers.
Yeah, I don't know about any of that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you think, you know, oh, I used to be the high school quarterback all-star.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or I was the head cheerleader, or I was the ultimate mathlete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of these things that you can't be as an adult.
Oh, really. Yeah. You can't get back.
You can't get back there.
You need to, you know, like, yeah. So you're talking about, like, getting into the headspace of just
yes.
where you were as a teenager and like getting together with a group of your friends to relive those moments.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the one time in your life you know, our subject's life that they were cool.
Yes.
And where they did
yeah.
good things. Like these people who, I believe the term is peaked in high school.
Peaked in high school.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen.
And I don't, you know, I cannot relate to that problem, honestly.
Mm-mm.
I feel like I still have not peaked yet.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to help my fellow man with this. And I know a lot of people deal with that issue.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm telling you, we're coming full circle. Because some
yes.
of these folks
yeah.
that wish they could relive the glory days that are, you know, stuck in the past or they peaked in high school or whatever, and they want to go back and still, you know, go to the prom with the hottest whatever.
Exactly.
You know, like that was their moment in their life where everything just came together. These people really could have learned something from the guys that they were beating up, all
yes.
the nerds out there that were into the role-playing games at the time. Yes. Because now that look what they're left with. Like, you know, you're left with a life full of regret, wishing that you were still as cool as you used to be. But listen, there's a way out, folks. Sit down at a table with some dice and pen and paper and draw up the stats that you think that you should have had when you were a kid, when you were in high school, and just role play yourself winning the state championship game. Put me in, coach.
Yes, exactly. I don't know why it has to be that you never see that again.
Yeah.
You only remember that on your lunch break in your dead-end job doing whatever. Let's just be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. If that's what you want to do, you can do that.
Right.
No one's judging you. That's the greatest thing about being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You pay your bills. You have a job. You be responsible. Who cares if someone's judging you?
Yeah.
Let's just take this opportunity and become that thing that you miss so much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like these people, they already pretend through their fantasy football and their whatnot and watching the game and you know, shouting at the quarterback or shouting at LeBron and saying, "Oh, you're not doing what I think you should do back in high school. Darn it, I would have won." You know, like you're going through that whole setup. Why not just let's Friday nights, get with your friends.
Yes.
Listen, Friday Night Lights does not just have to be an award-winning TV show. It can be your campaign.
Yes.
Just sit down with your friends and toss a few dice back and forth and again, relive those games.
Right.
I'm also thinking about, you know, maybe not everybody wants to dwell on the past. Maybe we want to think about the possible futures. And I'm not talking about like sci-fi futures. I'm like the future that you don't have because you didn't try hard enough or because, you know, you didn't know what you wanted that early on. And you're thinking, you know, it really would be nice to role play as a single dad living in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be a steel worker in my fantasy life and sit down at the table with my friends on Friday night and melt some steel.
Yep. Or like say you're a lawyer and you need to roll a high, like a 17 or something to see if you win the case. And then you win the case and you get the experience, you apply the gold to get you a nice condo in whatever city or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you need to, You go home at night and you discipline your kids. So you roll to see if you natural 20. I disciplined the kids super well. They had a life learning experience because of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, that's super great.
Yeah. And you know, it may just so happen that like you're in the game married to one of your other friends that shows up and like you roll and you get a divorce right there in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And so now you still got to do the game together, but you're role-playing your way through this divorce and all that. And like maybe you're a happily married guy that thought, you know, what if? What is divorce court like? Well, role-play it and see. I don't know.
The dice and a good DM will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Will tell you, okay, at this point, the judge looks at you judgingly, you know, if I may use that word.
You absolutely have my permission.
And completely misinterprets the situation and gives full custody to your wife, even though she doesn't deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's role play.
But see, then at the end of the session, 3 hours in, if you don't like being the divorced father of three or however many kids, then the session's over.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Leave the shop, wherever you're at. You know what that experience is like. You know, next week you get to role play a mechanic.
That's it. Yeah.
And
it's all about the experiences that you didn't get to live. So don't just do one. Do several.
This will get you away from this miserable desk job that you have, sitting there staring, being a paper pusher. You know, this will get you far and away from everything horrible in your life so that you can role play the horrors of someone else's.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not that hard to imagine. I mean, we've talked on this show about the blockbuster hit video games like Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
Fallout 4, that give you an alternate reality that you can live in,
yep.
that you can experience life in. We're talking about the same thing, except in a more realistic world.
Yeah.
So how much easier would that be?
Mm-hmm. Folks, don't even start with The Sims. Okay.
Yeah. No.
The Sims is not reality. All right. We're talking about right. role playing and pretending what is actually possible.
Right. Yes. And I'm interested. So get this started, folks, and let us know what your path is,
mm-hmm.
first of all, and where it takes you. Maybe you're an architect. Maybe you're an engineer. Maybe you're, like some guy said, maybe you're just a bronzer or you work within the steel plant.
That's right.
Who knows? You know, who knows what you do? But we want to know. We want to know where you take this idea. Let us know how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe we want to be on that journey with you.
And if you're slowly slipping into the darkness of self-pity and hatred because you threw that last football and you missed and your pass was intercepted and you lost the state championship and now you have no way to go back and change mm-hmm. those things, listen, this is the path forward. You don't have to continue to live in the sadness, right. hoping that the kids at the playground will watch you throw a football and say, man, if only, for the rest of your life. Find yep. people who are like you. We have the internet. There's plenty of these people out there that wish they could go back and live those glory days, and you can pretend your way into bliss and a wonderful existence,
yep.
you know, without these bad memories of never making it in high school or, yep. you know, you can even yep. pretend to have friends from high school if you want to. Yep. Anything is possible when you pretend as an adult.
That's right. And we know maybe this wasn't the most hilarious episode that we've ever done, but it perhaps is the most therapeutic.
I'm in stitches. Therapeutic
for those that have struggled
mm-hmm.
with paths not taken. We present you with a way that you can go back and relive that
yep.
or live a different life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're welcome for that.
That's
you're
right.
welcome.
Now listen, folks, if you've got a friend out there who is stuck in the past, if yep. you have a friend out there that wishes they had a different future, this is the show for them. This is the podcast that they should be listening to. We fix problems here. See what I'm saying? Yes. We give
yep.
real solutions to real people every single week, every single Monday. So
yes.
share this show with folks. You can find us at SomeBugMan on Twitter. You can find me at ChaseTheRev. Where can they find you?
At Bugman_Bradley on Twitter.
And what was our question today?
How can adults play pretend? How can adults play pretend?
That's right. Well, folks, open your eyes to the world of imagination and make your wildest, most boring dreams come true.
Imagination.